So just to clarify, there's many ways of evaluating these recommendations, and I'm going to just be talking about the performance of these tools based from the farmer's perspective. It's not the environmental perspective. So to give a little intro, a farmer has to come up with a nitrogen rate that he needs to apply every year, but due to the variability in soil and weather, it can become quite difficult. So over time, there's been a lot of different tools developed to help the farmer make this decision. And these range from empirical-based tools, such as the maximum return to nitrogen, which is commonly used in many of the states in the Midwest, to soil tests, such as soil tests taken prior to planting, or maybe a soil test prior to in-season application, to crop growth models, which try to incorporate soil and weather information and model the how much nitrogen is left in the soil and how much nitrogen is being taken up, trying to do a mass balance and find out how much nitrogen needs to be applied, to proximal canopy sensing, which Mac talked about, kind of using reflectance to assess the biomass and the color of a crop to equate that into a nitrogen recommendation. And there are other tools out there, Yield Goal, which Jim just talked about, the Stanford came out with. Many of the states are moving away from that to MRTN. However, a lot of farmers still use it because it's pretty simple. So I'm going to be evaluating that as well. So this brings up the question, if we have all these tools, how does a farmer know which tool to use? And so evaluating these tools can be quite important for a farmer. So on the y-axis here, we have the nitrogen recommendation that the tool would suggest for one of the sites, and then subtracting that economic optimal nitrogen rate. And then on the x-axis there, we have a range of tools from underestimating all the way to overestimating E1R on average across all 49 sites. And so just looking at tools that are used for planting only, if you're going to put all your nitrogen down at planting, you can see that the MESA and the crop growth model underestimated E1R by close to 40 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, all the way up to the farmer's end rate, which overestimated UNR by about 30 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And what we want to see are those tools on average getting close to that zero line. So that Yield Goal, the pre-plant nitrogen test, and that MRTN are the tools that came pretty close. However, many of these tools aren't significantly different from each other. Now, there are a lot of more tools available for farmers to use for an in-season application. So the canopy reflectance, for instance, is added here, and you get the same story. The canopy reflectance underestimated close to 50. The MESA and crop growth model improved slightly from when it was used at planting, and then the farmer's end rate overestimated a little bit more when it was used for a split application. However, of note, the MRTN was the tool that came closest to UNR on average, and then that pre-site dress nitrogen test came close as well by underestimating. So this is just one way of looking at the performance of these tools. Another way is using that 30 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare that Kerry talked about and that Mac talked about, is how close. I mean, we don't need to get right on, but if we can get pretty close, then these tools could perform well. So looking at the percentage of the sites, you can see that for the planting tools, the Yield Goal had 35% and the MRTN went up to 36%. Whereas for the split application, the MRTN was at 36% and then the PSNT went up to 41%. So in general, 60% of the sites we weren't able to get within that range using any of these tools. However, the best performing is that MRTN and that PSNT. Now another metric of measuring these tools is to look at how profitable it was. And so on the y-axis here, we have a partial profit or a return to nitrogen, but I've included the cost of implementing these tools. So for instance, the MESA-N is based out of Nebraska, and you download it for about $35, and you have to do some soil sampling to plug that into the crop growth model. And the Yield Goal, some of those require some soil samples, so all of those require some costs. However, the farmer's end rate, even though it overestimated UNR, it doesn't have a cost. I mean, the farmer's kind of going off coffee shop talk and figuring out how much nitrogen to apply based on experience. And that MRTN doesn't have a cost of using. So you can see that they have a better economic return compared to the other tools, even though they're not significantly different on average. And then when looking at the split application, again, the same story. You get the farmer's end rate, and the MRTN had some of the better profits. However, the canopy sensor and the MESA-N seem to seem to have a poor performance. And that's could be attributed to they're based out of Nebraska and we're stretching out kind of the limits of where it was developed, using it on our wide range of soil and weather information. So granted, it might fall apart due to that. And so in conclusion, there are a lot more tools available, and I have a poster session tonight that includes up to 18 different variations of these tools. So if you want more information, stop by the poster session. Thank you.
Thank you, Curtis.